Afternoon, Vital.
Yeah, hi. Is Jack in, please?
May I say who's calling?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Reuben Goldstein from Underwriting at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Thanks.
Jack Dennis.
Hi, Jack. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I'm a senior underwriter. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Living the dream. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Perfect. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Sure.
It's 858.
Okay.
866.
Okay.
9102.
Okay.
My name is Reuben Goldstein. Just had a few basic questions for you on your file, and then hopefully can snap on an approval for you later today. The first question I have for you is, number one, about how much capital. You're looking for capital, not any type of equipment financing, just cash, correct?
That's correct.
What's the minimum you're looking for and that you'd take, I guess, and the maximum that you'd be looking for right now?
I had told Nicole I was looking for 100, 150.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
And what's the maximum you'd like to, if you, you know, to give you an idea, off the top of my head, I think the maximum loan amount we'd have the first time out would probably be something in the range of 250 to 300. I don't know if that's something you're interested in or not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. What will you be using this money for?
Payroll, accounts payable.
Okay.
Just
working capital?
Yeah.
Is your business growing right now? Is some of this money used for growth?
Yes.
Okay. We've helped a lot of customers with payroll. We understand that's a very sensitive topic where, you know, that's the one thing where customers do not want to pay their employees late. About how much of this funding would be going to payroll?
That's not an option. Do what now?
I know that's not an option. That's why the question I have is how much of this is going to payroll?
Well, we pay every 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's always, you know, it's kind of a challenge to meet payroll. This, I was telling Nicole, on my application, I didn't really say that our business was seasonal. That was one of y'all's questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really, we're not like a seasonal business like selling Christmas lights or Christmas trees or something, but we are, the industries that we provide our services to typically don't do a lot of work in the hot months of the year.
Okay.
Summertime's our slow time, and we always get kind of behind and run out of cash, things like that.
Okay. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
With y'all?
With any company.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who have you done it with them with before?
Gulf Coast Bank.
Okay. And do you currently have any lines of credit or working capital loans out for your business?
Actually do now, as of this morning.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I have one with Cabbage now, as of this morning.
Okay. How big is your Cabbage loan?
What's that?
What's the size of your Cabbage loan?
Oh, it's 100.
Okay. And how much did you end up taking from them? Is it 100 limit and you're taking all 100?
Yeah, we just took that this morning.
Okay. Until I guess our funding is resolved, is that the plan?
Yes, I was. What happened last week was I had applied with Cabbage before I applied with y'all, and actually my brother did, and he's a co-owner of the company, and we didn't hear back from them for days and days and days. So we were like, "What's going on?" So I started looking around, and I had got something in the mail from y'all, so I applied with y'all, and then the guy called my brother back Friday. And said, "Hey, I've been sick and I've been out for 3 days or whatever." So, anyway, he ended up. My brother ended up doing that, finalizing that Friday afternoon.
Okay. And when you have, do you have a loan from Cabbage or a line of credit? Basically, what are the terms? How is it repaid?
Line of credit, monthly.
Monthly line. And what do you pay them on a monthly basis?
Well, I will pay. You know, I mean, this just took effect this morning now. But I will pay 1/12 of it. It's a 12-month line of credit.
Okay.
or the terms are based on 12 months.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, what would be the payback on that line?
The payback?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not 100,000 divided by 12, correct? They're charging you sometimes.
I think it's 107 or 108, something like that. Maybe 110. I don't know. I'd have to go ask Jimmy.
Not a problem. And then besides the line of cabbage and what you're applying with us, have you reached out to any other financial institutions, your bank, for any type of funding? Or are you kind of seeing what we could provide first?
I never go to the bank anymore. I got so disgusted with banks, my bank, years ago, I don't even call them anymore.
Okay.
Just use it for a checking account.
It's a lot of back and forth from what I understand with the traditional bank.
Well, we deal with a small, it's a community bank.
Okay.
After the economy tanked and everything, I was trying to actually give them business and say, hey, you know, you want to finance this truck for me? And they were like, oh, you got to put 30. I'm like, I'm not putting 30% down on the truck. I'll just lease them through Ford, you know? I mean, it's
gotcha.
I was just gotcha. Trying to help y'all, give you some business. But now they always say, we're just a community bank. We can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so I quit asking years ago.
Okay. And then one other quick question, and I'm not trying to rub you the wrong way, but it's my job as a senior underwriter here. There's a pretty sizable tax lien. I've taken a look at your tax returns. Your company makes really good profit margins. Can you kind of explain to me how that – I know you're on a payment plan, but what was that result of? Was it due to the recession or kind of what caused those issues?
Just not paying enough in estimated taxes. And
okay.
Making too much money in the last few years. We just started making – large profits, and I'm telling my accountant, I'm like, there's no way we don't make that much money. And she says, yes, you do. So, anyway, not paying enough estimated taxes.
Death and taxes, the two certain things in life.
And of course, I'm at the highest tax bracket, you know. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what I'd like to ask you is this. Cabbage is a great company. I think, you know, there's a $100,000 line, and not to kind of you got a great term from them. I think the challenge that you're probably seeing is that $100,000 due to the size of your business might just not be enough money for you, which is a common thing that other customers and small business owners tell us. I guess what I'd like to understand is, our funding process is going to be really quick and simple. So once we finish this phone call, I'll put a pen to paper. I'll have Nicole reach out to you. If everything works out, we could have you sign documents by today. We get you funded by maybe tomorrow, most likely Wednesday. So it's a very quick process. What I would like to understand is, assume you get $300,000, $250,000 to $300,000. How does that impact your business? How does this money help your business grow, say, over a year period? How does that help you?
It would help me to be able to concentrate on the business and not worry about the money all the time.
Okay.
I run the business, or the money side of the business, and I've got, you know, girls here that do that. But I spend majority of my time, instead of talking with customers and, you know, doing things that I need to be doing to run the business, I sit here trying to figure out how I'm going to pay this or make payroll, things like that.
You're always monitoring the bank account.
I spend 90% of my time trying to figure out where I'm going to get the money for this or that.
Okay. So
with customers growing my business.
So then I'm going to ask you a further question. Your complaint is actually very common. It's actually extremely common where a small business owner is constantly, because, you know, accounting departments are great, but I've had a lot of business owners who told me, hey, look, it's not the accounting department's job to pay the bills, it's my job to pay the bills. So, and they're so consumed with tracking down money from customers that they're kind of, there's a hidden cost, which is them not being able to develop their business to where they want to go or to the extent they want to go. So I guess the question I have is this. You get some extra liquidity. You get an initial, say, $300,000. You know you are no longer having to track down the money to the extent you're doing it. So does that mean your profits double? Does that mean your sales double? How does that affect your numbers, say, in a year? How does that really affect you, kind of in your perception?
I would say that within a year, we would be able to add 20 to 25% to our sales.
Okay, so another, say, million to 1.5, give or take.
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second, please. Bear with me. All right. You still with me?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, my phone just kept on beeping. It was driving me crazy. basically you get another $300,000. It adds to a potentially 1.25, let's say 1 to 1.5 million in sales, which most, and you guys, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 in profit. Okay. All right. Next question for you before I let you go. Actually, two questions. The first question is this. Are you looking for a relation? Is this a one-time deal where you're just looking, hey, this I want to get as much as possible, and then I'll sort things out in the future? Or are you looking for a continuous relationship where you can access more funds as your business grows?
I am looking, as I stated earlier, I don't even call my bank anymore. I'm looking for somewhere that I can establish a relationship long-term and be able to grow our business and meet our needs and things like that. No, it's not a one-time deal.
Okay, great. Just to give you a little background on us and what we do, these loans are a little different than a traditional line of credit where we're, say, putting up real estate. They're really just based on cash flow at the end of the day. Traditionally, we'll put a UCC, but you know, with people don't pay, good luck collecting blood from a stone. In terms of loan size, what Bank of Cardiff does, we like to be very transparent so customers can realistically understand what we can offer them. The largest loan size we go up to is about $2 million. So in terms of unsecured capital, that's pretty much our reach. So to give you an idea, continuous relationship, the vast majority of customers do borrow additional funds from us. On most of our terms, once the loan is halfway through, we'll allow you to access more money. And we always have a very clear communication with our customers. So you can always reach out to your rep at any time and say, hey, look, it might, you know, I might need some additional capital. What do you suggest? And they'll kind of walk you through those steps. One other question I do have for you is, I know you're not looking for equipment right now. Will you be looking for any equipment financing for your business in the future? And by that, I mean the next 6 to 12 months.
Yes.
What would you be looking for?
We buy some pretty expensive, around 100 grand for these for our industrial x-ray systems.
Okay.
Right now, I've got three of them leased.
Who do you lease those through?
BFG.
Business Financial Group?
Yeah, Vision. Yeah.
Oh, BFG, okay, go ahead. All right. And are those dollar buyout leases, or do you return them at the end?
They're dollar buyout. We keep the equipment.
Okay.
So, anyway, I just found out one of mine was supposed to pay off last month, and I just found out that I still got to make four additional payments because I didn't read all the fine print, and there was four payments we made that they categorized as interim rent.
Ouch.
Yeah, I threw away about I think it's $14,000 on that. So anyway, I'm not going to go back to VFG for financing in the future.
Okay. I can tell you what we would probably provide for you that might be a little more straightforward. So if you have a pen handy and just to make a note to yourself, we offer what's called an equipment finance agreement. It's not a dollar buyout lease. In terms of, you said you had to pay four payments of interim rent, correct?
That's correct.
Sometimes it has to do with quarterly billing. Sometimes it has to do with just, in my opinion, and I don't know much about the company you're working with, but more of a profit generator. It also sometimes could just be how the contract is set up. We really don't have that approach, so here's how our transactions work. If you're going to, just to give you full transparency, let's say you find a piece of equipment in the future and you want Nicole to do your loan. Great, she'll give you a finance agreement. Let's say today is the 26th of the month and we funded your vendor today. You want to see how much interim rent you're paying so you're not getting hosed, if I can say that. So what you would do is we would set your billing cycle up on the 1st or the 15th. So you usually pay your first and last payment due at signing. So if you set up your billing cycle for the 1st, you would have between the 26th or the 1st, you'd have 4 days of interim rent. If you set it up on the 15th, you'd have the 26th and the 15th. But you won't be hit for months and months and months of interim rent, regardless of when we pay the vendor. Our contracts are not dictated. You don't get charged interim rent until the equipment gets delivered. We just commence your transaction so you can avoid that kind of tons of interim rent, if you get my drift.
I do, and that's exactly what you're telling me. The way y'all do it is exactly opposite of the way this other company.
Okay.
Like paying this extra money.
Gotcha. Quick thing. As part of this funding, I appreciate you sharing with me that you have a cabbage loan. Some of our loans, it really just depends on your cabbage contract, to be frank with you, would mean we'd have to pay them off, or you'd have to pay them off to get our funding, which is fine. If we gave you $300, we'd pay them $100, you net the difference. Sometimes we can do it in addition. I'd actually like to take a look at the contract to see if that's the case, so I'm not quoting you inaccurate numbers. Would you mind filing, forwarding that contract over to Nicole?
No, I don't mind.
Cool. And then I will touch base with you in about 2 to 3 hours.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much. Any other questions I can answer for you right now?
No, that's all I've got for now, Ruben. Thank you very much. And what you're saying sounds very good.
Yeah, I think we've got a chance to help you in a relationship. Let me kind of put some numbers together. I'll tell Nicole to look out for your email, and we'll be touching base in a minute.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.